Blog Talk Radio.
Lion of Judah.
and you need it.
To be praised. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beast, the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful on this faithful, great, thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. So happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask, let's ask Evangelist Sharon, if she's able, to give us a word of prayer. And we're going to get into the Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Brown. Good afternoon to all the listeners. Praise God. Thank you for that selection, Pastor Beasley. Yes, he deserves all the praise. In Colossians 1, 4 through 10, it reads as follows. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit as it doeth also in you since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God and truth, as ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Amen. Dear God, I'd like to thank you for another perfect day, and I'd like to thank you for continuing to bless this broadcast and our pastors. And Father God, I want to thank you for making my father comfortable as he transitioned, and thank you for the strength that you've given me to go on, and the strength that you have for me and the journey that I have. I want to thank you for everything that is spiritual, and I pray that you continue to open up my heart and my mind as you have been, so that I can open up people's consciousness to what is the truth and what you have laid out for us. I pray for those who are sick, for those who are shut in, for those who are suffering, for those who ask us to remember them in prayer, for those who have been touched by any kind of tornado or storm or fire or disaster. I want to pray for those, and I want to pray for those whose eyes who are still shut to the Spirit of God. I pray that you will continue to work on them and open them in their hearts and their mind and their consciousness as you did me, and I am so grateful. I find out anything that will come in between this broadcast. I pray for the strength and for the increase for both of my pastors. I pray for all this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon. And we are definitely in agreement with the what you're going through. I know it's not easy. I thank God for the strength that he's given you in such a time as this. And we're going to continue to agree with her for those that haven't been through it. It's not easy. I can tell you that right now on the flesh. And if you're not spiritual enough, you won't be able to handle it. But if you're spiritual enough, it'll keep you together and it'll keep you focused on the things of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we are grateful. We're grateful. Hallelujah. And because you got to get strength from somewhere, brother and sister, at a time like this here. I'll be honest with you. Well, hey, we're going to open it up. Anyone like to be thankful on this Thankful Thursday? Ask you to just press one and we'll let you in. We'll call on you. Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Well, while y'all thinking about it, you know, it says, as many as receive him, to them he gave the power to become the children of God, to those who believed in his name, who were born. Boy, I like that. And I saw something on that scripture today I hadn't seen before. Let me go find that. It was in John. Matter of fact, get y'all to read it. John 1, 12, St. John 1, 12 and 13. That was just so awesome, man. Oh, that was awesome. And I'm thankful for this because people just play with God too much for me. They play with the fact that Jesus supposed to save them. He's supposed to give them this, like you don't have anything to do. But it says, as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, y'all got to hear this, not of blood. Got to underline that. Ain't no blood in this.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no blood in this. Nor of the will of the flesh. There's no flesh in this new birth. Nor of the will of man. Man don't have anything to do with this here. So, see, I'm thinking about sometimes how people get there, say Jesus, 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 and they get you going through all, man don't have nothing to do with this new birth here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got to do this, you got to do that. Man don't have anything to do with this new birth, brothers and sisters.
That's right.
This is awesome. Which was born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Brother and sister, hear me. Hear me and hear me well. But as many as receive him, to them he gave the power. This is the power he gave. This is what you need power for, the power of the Word, to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. That is just, that just took me somewhere. It's about, and there's something worse, brothers and sisters. Evil which spring from the base failure to grasp this revelation between the nature of the two worlds. There's two worlds here. If you look at that, there's two worlds there. Some folks think it's just real, oh, man, you do this and you get saved, blah, blah, blah. No, man, it's not like that, brothers and sisters. You got to make a decision in your heart. That's where you got to go. Here, I heard her talking about the heart a moment ago in her prayer. It has to be in your heart. Christ has to be in your heart.
Yes.
This is something you do once a year, every other month. No, you have to put Christ in your heart. Christ is the right, have the right to save you. A right, that's his right. That's not your right. Your right is to refuse it. So he says, as many as receive him. There's no standard for this. Christ has, matter of fact, if you really read this thing, when you understand God's sovereign and salvation, here's what you're going to get. God has to show you who he is. The sovereign of God I am your servant. That's what I like about that scripture we did yesterday. I'm your servant, Lord. I'm your man. I'm your woman. I'm your child. And how you respond to his call will determine your salvation. And I'm going to tell you right now, brothers and sisters, God has to call you or you won't see it. Well, that's part of my word for today. Anybody else want to be thankful for? I'm thankful for that scripture. Anybody else have something they want to be thankful for?
Good afternoon, everyone. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Thank you, Evangelist Sharon, for that prayer. And thank you for the scripture you just read, Pastor. I'd like to read that out of the Message Bible. It's going to start from 9 through 13. And it says, it's John 1, St. John 1. It says, the light was the real thing. Every person entering life, he brings into light. He was in the world, and the world was there through him. And yet the world didn't even notice. Excuse me. Yet the world didn't even notice. He came to his own people, but they didn't want him. But whoever did want him, who believed he was who he claimed and would do what he said, he made to be their true selves, their child of God selves. These are the God begotten, not blood begotten, not flesh begotten, not sex begotten. The world became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one-of-a-kind glory, like Father, like Son, generous inside and out, true from start to finish. Amen.
Amen, amen.
I like that scripture there. I mean, I like them all, though. Amen. But I like that part where you said to those, let me get to that scripture in the King James, because I want to quote it like it reads here. Amen. And we are the sons of God. But it says, but many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. I think that's also in Romans, too. I remember us bringing that scripture out also in Romans. So that's what we have to do is believe it and be one with him. Know that there is one Father, one God, one baptism, all that just wraps up in there. And thank God for the word.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Pastor, for reading that out the messenger and your comments. Listen, brothers and sisters, being born again is not as simple as some of these people on the radio. All you got to do is confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God is risen from the dead. Hey, you say. They lying to you. Yes, you have to do that, but that don't mean you've been born again. Because I heard preachers say, well, that means you've been born again, go and get in the Bible teaching church. They lying to you. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, when this came and hit my spirit today, this morning, it might have been about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, I don't know, somewhere in there. Said, which were born not of blood. Go and look and see anything that's not born of blood. Evangelist Sharon read a scripture yesterday. Brothers and sisters, you got to see this thing. This stuff is eternal, man. You can't see it with your eyes. You can't feel it with your hands. This ain't nothing you can identify in the flesh.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
To be a child of God, it has nothing to do with the blood. It has nothing to do with the will of flesh.
Mm-hmm.
You can. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I won't say that. I got to find a way to put this. You can have all the sex you want to have. You can't become a child of God.
That's right.
I'm telling you, man. That's what this is saying.
Mm-hmm.
And man cannot make it happen. And here's the part that I like. You know, every time I see butt, I get excited. Butt of God.
Mm-hmm.
Only way.
Yeah.
God got to play a part in this birth. Same thing Jesus told Peter. Ain't no different. God has to reveal to you. You didn't get it from flesh and blood. See, when you get born again, and you can declare what you want to declare. I'll tell you that right now. You can decree what you want to decree, but that don't mean you've been born again. You have to line up to the word of God. God lining everything up with his word. I'll tell you that.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anyone else?
And amen.
Anyone else? Just press one. It's Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Anyone
the scriptures of Romans, Pastor. Romans, the 8th chapter and the 14th verse. That scripture is there. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Amen.
That's Romans 8:14. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. People tell you get born again, but they won't tell you how. And you have to get born again by the word of God. Not a corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed. And then God has to be part of it because God and his word is the same. And he gets in there and makes it happen.
Mm-hmm.
God is sovereign, brother and sister. He's the one. It's a sovereign calling.
Yeah.
You know, so you can lay hands on people. I shared this with somebody yesterday. When you go and you pray for people that are sick and all this kind of stuff, brothers and sisters, please remember this. The doctors may diagnose the case. The nurses may administer the medicine. But believe me, God has to do the healing.
Hallelujah.
If there's going to be some healing, he has to do it. Don't be trying to do anything. Going forward, don't try to do anything without God being part of it.
Amen.
Don't even try. Don't even think about it.
Say that
it's easy to say, oh, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And let me tell you what. Renfro, he's the death angel. He came and he said, this night, thy food, your soul is required of thee. See, you can make all the plans, do all this, but at the end of the day, God has the one, he's the one that's going to call for that last breath. Go get him. Go get her.
Amen.
I don't know why I'm saying this. But I'm letting you know, brothers and sisters, don't be doing anything. It doesn't matter what you do, but just don't do it without God.
Amen.
You're headed to the store. Say, Lord, come and go with me.
Well,
whatever you do. I know you can drive. I understand all that. But tell God, Lord, come and go with me. Send the angels there. Make the crooked ways straight for me, Lord. See me back home. If you're getting ready to get on a plane, tell God, say, let me have a safe taxiing off and let me have a safe landing. Just don't pray to have a safe landing. You got to get up in the air. Lord, I need you to be up in there because I know you see around the corner. See, that's how that works.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try to do nothing without God. And
that's
then, right. Lord, your word said, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Matthew 28:20. So you want him to be with you, whatever you're doing. And I mean, I'm just not trying to tell you, you know anything, but whatever you're doing, make sure the Lord going to go be with you. Because you might find yourself made your bed in hell. You need God to come and get you. That's what David said. David said, if I made my bed in hell, the Lord going to come and get me.
Amen, amen.
Don't do it without him. It's important.
That's right.
Well, if nothing else, I would like to, anybody else, press one. Anybody else got something to be thankful for? Because yesterday we were talking about sacrifice. And I said, God don't want your sacrifices. And somebody texted me. So I'll just, and I don't mind answering. I told them I would. God do not want your sacrifice. See, in the Old Testament, it was about sacrifice. In the New Testament, Christ became the sacrifice. Matter of fact, he became the ultimate sacrifice. Well, he sat down on the right-hand side of the Father, and that was it. And you have to see it, brothers and sisters. You have to see that Christ, there's an old and there's a new. The old covenant, it was under Moses. It was a shadow of what was to come. It wasn't the real thing. So he represented the building. He represented the old priesthood. But there was going to be a new priesthood. Christ represents the new priesthood, which is spiritual. And he is the building. And we're part of his building. That's why you don't have to go to church. The old way, they went to the building. Folks don't know that today. They just ignorant to it. Because if they did, because I was once ignorant to it too, let me tell you right now. They was ignorant.
Yeah.
And I was ignorant to the fact that, why am I going up here to the church for? To hear the choir? Oh, I know, get a word. Why am I going? See, in the old way, realize why they went up there. They went up there to take their offering so they could be forgiven for sin.
Mm-hmm.
And like the Bible says, if that old way was okay, they never sought for a new way. God never looked for a new way. But he knew that old way of the land, the blood of an ox or an ass or a sheep or what. None of that stuff wouldn't work. That blood wouldn't work. He knew it wouldn't work. Mm-hmm. But he did that so man would be taught obedience. It was a shadow of what was to come. And God had to use blood to take care of the sin issues. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. The life of the flesh is in the blood. Believe that. I'm not trying to give you a lesson on that. Here's the point I want to make. In the Old Testament, and I'm going to read these scriptures if you like, but I'm thankful that God showed me that with the church, they had to bring gifts and sacrifice for the guilt of their sins. Then he showed me in the New Testament, self-sacrifice was guiltless Christ. So focus on the reign of Christ in the believer's heart. That's what God wants us. He says, this new law I'm going to put in your heart. In the old, they focus on a physical building where one goes to worship. I'm telling you, this is, and the priest would be up there all day making sacrifice. He would have had a full-time job. He wasn't allowed to come off his job. And remember, what was that, Hebrews 10, 12? It was a shadow, of the thing. But in the New Testament, it's the reality of the thing. In the Old Covenant, they were limited to the promises. But in the New, there's no limit. It's limitless promises.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. See, in the Old Covenant or going to church, they failed agreement by people. It was a failure. In the new, it's faithful agreement by Christ. So Christ became our mediator. He became our go-to. So anytime we got issues, He's our lawyer. He represents us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unless you get a fire lawyer like I had. Externally stand and rule. And you got to see this. We operate internally, and it stands in our heart, according to Hebrews 9 and 1. Hopefully, tomorrow, I really want to get into the book of Hebrews and just share some real important points. Because, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, they had limited access to God because they had to go to the priest, and then the priest had to give it to the high priest. And the high priest was limited. But now, in the new, we have unlimited access to God.
Thank you, Father.
In the Old Testament, they did what is called a legal cleansing. But in the New Testament, it's personal. It's a personal cleansing.
Yes.
God cleans us completely, and he does it with his word.
Amen.
See, in the Old Testament, the church folk were crucified because they could see everything, and they could determine who was of sin and who wasn't of sin, and then they crucified you. But in the New Testament, Christ is the only one that can judge because he died for our sin. Christ became that sacrifice, that perfect sacrifice.
Thank you,
so
man.
Forgiveness had to be earned. With the building, in the new, forgiveness is freely given. Freely.
Yeah.
Ooh, I need to see that again. Freely given. Mm-hmm. So we have the true and complete forgiveness. That's what I want you to see.
Mm-hmm.
In the old, remember, year after year, did we read that over there in Hebrews 9? They repeatedly, year after year, Christ did it once and for all. Death was taken away.
Christ,
the Bible says, his death applied to every sin in the book. So as far as God is concerned, Christ took care of the sin.
Yeah, hallelujah.
If you really want to tell the truth about the whole thing, if you wasn't a Jew, Christ, really in the Old Testament, you wasn't even acceptable. You weren't accepted, and salvation really wasn't available for you because they didn't have salvation. All they had was God and the father Abraham. But in the new, it's available to all. And that means you and I.
Thank you, Lord.
We can have eternal salvation. But I know how I was going to do. I'm going to tell you about what I had read. And I'll share that with you guys. And unless somebody else has something they want to share. And when you get to think about these sacrifices, though, I was just doing like a little research on these sacrifices. God wanted obedience. Obedience is what he wants. So in Hebrews, I think it's 10 and 5. Read that right quick. We're going to be over a little bit, brother and sister, but it's okay. It's okay. See. Was that 5? I know we read from the first 5 verses, and I saw that. That was in verse 5. Let's see. Okay, verse 5.
Okay, can you repeat that for me?
Yeah, matter of fact, read from 5 through 10 so y'all can see it all.
Can you read that scripture? I mean, can you state that book and scripture again, please?
Hebrews 10, verse 5 through 10.
Thank you, Pastor. Praise God. Mm-hmm. In the King James, it reads as follows. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice the offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. Above when he said, sacrifice an offering and burnt offerings, an offering for sin. that what is not, neither has pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, the plain fact is that bull and goat blood can't get rid of sin. That is what is meant by this prophecy put in the mouth of Christ. You don't want sacrifices and offerings year after year. You've prepared a body for me for a sacrifice. It's not fragrant and smoke from the altar that whet your appetite. So I said, I'm here to do it your way, O God, the way it's described in your book. When he said, you don't want sacrifices and offerings, he was referring to practices according to the old plan. When he added, I'm here to do it your way, he set aside the first in order to enact the new plan, God's way. Amen.
Awesome. See, obedience versus sacrifice, and that's what God wanted. God said many times in the Bible, brothers and sisters, that he doesn't want our gifts, our sacrifice. Well, Lord, why? He said you were just being religious when you gave them. You was being a hypocrite. What God wanted from us first, he wanted us to love him and then obey him. That's why Jesus said, now, I'm coming to do your will. Oh, that's just awesome. Lord, I'm here. I ain't here to do all these things. I'm here to do your will.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Remember in 1 Samuel 15, obedience is far better than sacrifice. Remember Psalms 40 and 6 says God doesn't want burning offering. He wants our lifelong service. Man, when I saw that, I went, wow, that's it right there. God doesn't want burning offering. God don't want that. I told you. God isn't interested in our patience and our pretending. He wants a broken, maybe I'll even read this because it's over there in Psalms 91. But what God really wants is our heart, brothers and sisters. Contribution from our heart. What's really in our heart? Jeremiah said, it isn't sacrifice God wanted. He desired our obedience and our promise that he will be our God and will be his people. God don't want to serve in building. He don't want that, brothers and sisters. Listen to me. That ain't what he wants. God wants us to be his people, not belonging to a building, but belong to him. Hosea 6:6, you can read this. God doesn't want sacrifice. He wants our loving loyalty. He doesn't want offering. He wants us to acknowledge him. Lord, your word said, so I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
God hates pretenders and hypocrites. I read that over in Amos 5:21-24. God hates pretenders and hypocrites. He wants to see justice roll on like a river. He wants to see righteousness. He wants to see you be who you are or who you say you are. In Michael, God is not satisfied with our offering. He wants us to be far, when you think about this, above that. Matter of fact, God just asks us to be fair and just.
Yes. Say that, Pastor.
Be merciful. In other words, do what's right. Do what you know is right. God doesn't want our sacrifice. He wants us to be merciful. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, you know, God expects us to be merciful because he's been merciful. Can you say amen to that?
Yes, amen.
You know, he was merciful to you. Daniel Sharon said something earlier. You know, I pray that other people get an opportunity to see, their eyes become open, their ears become open. I pray for other folks to see this. I got family members that I want them their eyes open to truth.
Yes.
My eyes became open to truth. I want that for them. I pray for that.
Mm-hmm.
When she read Colossians 1, I thought about that. I have to start praying for people that who've gotten it and see it, and that Lord let them continue on to stay there.
Yeah.
Is God angry? No. He just don't want you serving another God. Buildings and woods and that kind of stuff. Read Revelation. Yeah. He don't want that. You want to serve all these gods. God said, you don't need but one. I got everything you need right here.
Amen.
It's sufficient.
Yes.
Well, I had got excited earlier this morning about that, and I wasn't going to go today without sharing it anyway, because I had told y'all yesterday about the sacrifice, and I appreciate anybody hit me up or something you don't understand, or if I say something, please do not hesitate to let me know, because I will, trust me, I will give you the scripture for it. When I tell you God don't want it, hey, he's not even interested.
All right.
So stop trying to take your money up there to a building. Stop trying to run up here and sell chicken dinner. Stop coming out. Oh, I'm working in the nurse's gear. I'm working with the children. Man, God won't out on those sacrifices you trying to offer up. He want your heart. And you're dancing around everything, then just laying it out there like Jesus said and like we're saying. And everyone on this broadcast, I'm declaring and decreeing that you're doing God's will. You ain't about no sacrifice with you. You come to do his will. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We coming in the volume of the book. We doing what the word of God says.
Yes.
Amen.
We doing what is written. We are obeying God. Everything his word say we are, that's what we are. No sacrifice for us. We're above that.
Hallelujah.
We're not doing it. We're not doing no burning sacrifices, no offering. No, we're not being hypocritical. We are here to please the Father. That's what we're here for.
Amen.
We're trying to build no building. We're just going to make God happy. And that ain't God's appetite, man. It's bad you don't even know your God's appetite. That's not his appetite.
All right.
Mm-hmm. That's not his first. Well, anyone else? We here.
Pastor, I'd like
anyone
to read that.
Scripture, anything you want to share?
I'd like to read Amos 5:21-24 out of the Message Bible as you were talking. So from the Message Bible, it says, I can't stand your religious meetings. I'm fed up with your conferences and conventions. I want nothing to do with your religion projects, your pretentious slogans and goals. I'm sick of your fundraising schemes, your public relations and image making. I've had all I can take of your noisy ego music. When was the last time you sang to me, do you know what I want? I want justice, oceans of it. I want fairness, rivers of it. That's what I meant. I'm sorry, that's what I want. That's all I want. Amen.
Did y'all hear that? Amos 5. I know you had 21 through. I see, I didn't want to go like that, but I'm glad you read it. Matter of fact, Pastor, can you read it one more time for me? I love the word of God. I love hearing it. That did something for my spirit. And this is a piece of, there's some tools for you. Let the people know. God don't want all that old crazy stuff people doing out here. God don't want that. Because most of the time when you're singing, you're trying to satisfy your flesh anyway. Trying to, well, how did I sound? Did these people here, did they get excited? Were they shouting? I mean, you a lot of folks, y'all be surprised. Man, I don't know. I shouldn't use that word. But I think you would be surprised to know the depth of how some people, when they get done, they're out to please man. It's not really about if God is satisfied or not. You did your praising and you got your stuff on for man. It wasn't really for God. But read that one more time. Matter of fact, Evangelist Sharon, read it out of, I said it, but go on and read that thing again. And let's get this in our spirit. Amos 5, 21 through 24. Then, Pastor, read it out of the New Testament one more time. Thank you so much.
You said that was
Amen. Amos 5, 21. Yes.
It reads as follows in the King James. 5, your feast days, and I will not smell in your solemn assemblies. Though ye offer me burnt offerings and ye meat offerings, I will not accept them, neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts. Thou away from me the noise of thy song, for I will not hear the melody of thy vial. But let judgment run down as waters and righteousness as a mighty stream. Have ye offered unto me sacrifices and offerings in the wilderness 40 years, O house of Israel? Amen.
Amen, amen. And I like the subtitle said, Time to Face Hard Realities, Not Fantasy. So from the Message Bible, I can't stand your religious meetings. I'm fed up with your conferences and conventions. I want nothing to do with your religion projects, your pretentious slogans and goals. I'm sick of your fundraising schemes, your public relations and image making. I've had all I can take of your noisy ego music. When was the last time you sang to me, do you know what I want? I want justice, oceans of it. I want fairness, rivers of it. That's what I want. That's all I want. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What you think about that, huh? Any comments? What you think? Isn't that what I said yesterday? Isn't that what I said?
That's what you said yesterday and today.
And today. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. That's what I said. Because God don't want it. I know people tell you that, but man, God got to speak to your heart. He ain't interested in that. That's play church. Mm-hmm. He ain't interested in that. That's the old covenant. Because I'm tired of that.
Mm-hmm. In the new now. Yeah.
That's right. He ain't interested in it. He got to sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Matter of fact, now if you really, I told you to go to the 25th verse.
Yes.
Read them last two verses. Watch what you hear so you can see the whole thing.
But let judgment run down as waters and righteousness as a mighty stream. Have you offered unto me sacrifices and offerings in the wilderness 40 years, O house of Israel?
Amen.
Amen.
Now read 26:7.
Okay. It reads as follows. But ye have borne the tabernacle of your Moloch and Chim, your images, the star of your God, which ye made to yourselves. Therefore, will I cause you to go into captivity beyond Damascus, saith the Lord, whose name is the God of hosts. Amen.
Mm. Send a message, Bible. Didn't you, dear family of Israel, worship me faithfully for 40 years in the wilderness, bringing the sacrifices and offerings I commanded? How is it you stoop to dragging gimmick statues of your so-called rulers around, hauling the cheap image of all your star gods here and there? Since you like them so much, you can take them with you when I drive you into exile beyond Damascus. God's message, the angel army. Amen.
Yeah. I don't know if y'all can see that, but that's the church. That's the organized church. That's what they care about. They got in there. They don't care about their sacrifice they've been making. And it's all about their tabernacle. They got this image. Even though he's talking about the star of your God with the little G, which you made to yourself. You made to yourself. Most of these people build these buildings. It's for themselves. They didn't ask God what he liked. They wanted padded pews. They want a hanging chandelier. They want big screens on the wall. They ain't for God. And somebody other than me gonna stand up and tell the world the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't nobody tell it. I'm gonna tell it. I'm gonna tell it that God showed it to me.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
That's what they're doing. He's talking about the church. But anyway, hey y'all, thank y'all so much for hanging in here overtime today. Kudos for all you guys. Hung in here. Anybody have anything else to say on Thankful Thursday? Awesome. Thank you so much. Y'all